My evening broadcast for Friday, September 25th. President Trump's got a rally going on tonight, so we're jumping on a little bit early tonight. Get you caught up to our military intelligence source, and we'll get you caught up on the news. Let's jump into Q's post, shall we? So Q is kind of busy today, and we got this first post from Q. It is a soldier looking out the back of an aircraft with a flag flying. And there is a link to a YouTube video. And the link to the YouTube video, we've seen this before. It is from the soundtrack of Last of the Mohicans. I'm not going to play it. It's just music. You can check it out if you want on the YouTube channel. The significance of it is Q has previously connected this music to special ops teams who listen to certain types of music when they approach the drop zone. So this is a hint from Q that there are operations that are ongoing right now. And this is for the operators, I believe, as a thumbs up to them. All right, Q posted a link to a Fox News article about new policies that President Trump is going to propose. He has proposed them on black economic empowerment, and that was at a speech he gave in Atlanta this morning. So there's a link there, and then Q wrote, took a quote from the article that President wants to designate the Ku Klux Klan and Antifa as terrorist organizations. Q wrote, two defunded, financially, legally backed organizations. So both the KKK and Antifa are leftist organizations funded by Democrat supporters. All right, why are they being targeted? Will the district attorneys, DAs, in these cities that are allowing these people to go free, does this remove the blockade post-terrorist designate? So Q is asking, if the president actually is able to designate these as terrorist organizations, will that remove the blockade that the district attorneys have, where they're saying there's no proof that the individuals linked to Antifa violence, is that argument coming? So we can probably look for that if these organizations are finally officially designated terrorist organizations. The DAs will then say about members of Antifa or just violent protesters, that there's no link between them. And this is why Antifa has been set up as kind of a nebulous, leaderless organization, or at least that's the appearance that it has, is because they don't want prosecutors to be able to say this is an actual formal organization. Chris Wray has said recently, Antifa is more of an ideology, not an organization. And so how do you name something a terrorist organization if it's not even considered an organization by the FBI? Right? They want to make Antifa look like it's a loose connection of people that it isn't actually organized. So we can expect that argument to come. Q then writes, Antifa mapping began long ago. All right. Excerpts from the article that Q linked to, President Trump's plan for Black America designates KKK and Antifa as terrorist organizations and calls for making lynching a national hate crime while pledging to increase access to capital in black communities by nearly $500 billion. Let's see. Also, another excerpt. The Platinum Plan, as President calls it, pledges to give black churches the ability to compete for federal resources for their communities, bringing better tailored health care to address what the campaign called historic disparities and advance home ownership opportunities and enhance financial literacy in black communities. As for educational opportunities, President vowed that state and local communities and partnerships would close failing schools. A lot of these are in the inner city. To replace with full school choice and education opportunities. President also pledged to increase the amount of Pell Grants to allow for vocational employment and advance targeted apprenticeship and job training programs. I'm really glad that the president is strong on apprenticeships and VOTEC versus four-year education. a lot of people don't need to get a four-year college degree to do the work they want to do. So this is, I think this is a good step, right, step in the right direction. All right, Q then posted this: some will take the easy path and exit early. Q has alluded in the past to suicide weekend as the crimes of the deep state are exposed, that some people might actually end up checking out on their own before the prosecution comes, before they get publicly humiliated, because Q has warned, nothing can stop what is coming, and B, there will come a day when they won't be able to walk down the street, and that day is coming. So Q posted, judgment is coming. I think that's confirmation that this is a reference to some very embarrassing things coming out. Interesting that Q wrote this, spelled this judgment as judge with an E. And Anon noted, judgment with an E is the less common spelling. More common is spelling judgment without an E. Does this imply judging the judges? Does it imply something about SCOTUS? It might. I don't know. This Anon said, you have no idea the depth of love many of us have for you, Q. Words cannot express. Please know that you are immensely appreciated. God bless you. The next post by Q has a link to a tweet by former FBI Director James Comey. And Q wrote, worth remembering, think what you know now. So in light of all these newly released text messages that have come out, where it's becoming more and more obvious that the FBI had it in for General Flynn and President Trump, and they were doing anything in their power to try to trap them, to smear them, to find some kind of criminal activity. And many of the FBI agents, in fact, one of the FBI agents in these new text messages came out and said he wanted to be removed from the Flynn investigation because he said there was nothing there. There's no crime, there's nothing. It's pointless to even continue that investigation. But we know that Peter Strzok told the FBI to keep that investigation open, and he was told to do that by Comey. So Comey, here's a link to the tweet. It's from December of 2019. This was right after the release of the Inspector General report on FISA abuse. And Comey tweeted, so it was all lies, no treason, no spying on the campaign, no tapping Trump's wires. It was all just good people trying to protect America. Well, James Comey is a leaker and a liar. And as all this information comes out, we're going to know more about it. All right, this post is going to be confusing to a few people. So I'll do my best to explain what this is about. All right, so we have some text here. We've got a link. And we have a repost of a drop. This is actually one of my tweets. Somebody took a screenshot of one of my tweets here. This is from March of 2018. All right. So on March 27th, 2018, looking at the old tweet, an Anon said, free Flynn. And Q responded, done in 30, house cleaning, White House secured, final stage. Okay, that was a post by Q, March 27th, 2018. Dates are kind of important here. All right, now let me go to the next tweet in that thread. So this is the next tweet. 30 days later, Q posted a link to a news story stating that the House investigation into Russian meddling cleared General Flynn of any wrongdoing. Okay, that was exactly 30. That was a month later, April 27th. All right, so this was March 27th, and this was April 27th. So that's 30 days. Flynn was cleared of any wrongdoing. And Q wrote, define testimony, define on the record, who knows where the bodies are buried, Flynn is safe, expand your thinking. All right, so when Q said done in 30, that was a reference to this being done in 30 days. Now, we have a new post from Q, what is the over and under done in 30 months? So he was cleared by the House of any wrongdoing in 30 days. Q is suggesting that Flynn is actually going to be cleared of all wrongdoing by the courts in 30 months. So 3/27/18 is the date that this was posted. There's a link to a calendar that calculates the number of days, weeks, or months between dates. And then Q writes, what is the over and under that Judge Sullivan will retire, step down, by March 2021 based on public info regarding possible coordinated efforts with the Office of Special Counsel Mueller? Q. All right, so gonna unravel this a little bit at a time. Over and under. An over and under bet is a wager with a bookie that predicts a number for a statistic in a given game. Could be number of runs in a baseball game. Could be the final score in a football game. An example, in Super Bowl, let's see, that would be 49. Most Las Vegas casinos set the over-under for the score of the game at 46, which means that's the total score of both teams. So a bettor could wager that the combined score of the two teams would either be more than 46 or less than 46. That's the over and under. All right. And the score of that game, the total score, is actually 45. So anyone who bet on the under would have won because it came in under 46. All right. That's the over and under. So it's related to betting on specific numbers. All right. So if we go to this link that Q posted, takes us to this calendar that calculates the number of days, weeks, and months between certain dates. There are 30 months and 2 days between March 27th, 2018, that was the day of Q's post, done in 30, and September 28th, which is this coming Monday, 2020. All right, there's 30 months and 2 days between those two dates. Why did Q pick September 28th, 2020? Well, that is because General Flynn's next hearing is on September 29th. It's on Tuesday. So Q is predicting that the Flynn case is going to be resolved and Flynn will be exonerated in 30 months. And that is to within a couple of days if the case is dismissed by the judge on Tuesday. All right, so we're going to wait. We're going to wait and see. The hearing is going to be on the 29th. It's Tuesday. And will it be 30 months? Done in 30? I don't know. That's pretty interesting. Yesterday, all right, Q posted, not long now, 3 stars, right? The 3 stars is an allusion to General Flynn, 3-star general. And this is yesterday. Q said, not long now. So Q is clearly, I think, predicting that General Flynn is going to be cleared and able to talk publicly. And let me tell you, when General Flynn is able to talk publicly, the things he's going to say are going to curl people's hair. I have no doubt. General Flynn has a story to tell, and he wants to tell it. And he has a lot of information. All right. Now, let's go back to July. This is July 19th. And Anon posted a photo of Chris Ray with an X through his face. And Q reposted that Anon. All right. 9 minutes later, Q posted this. 3 stars. Are you ready to serve once again, Q? All right. Then General Flynn changed his banner. And then Q posted again a few minutes later. Acknowledged, God bless America. So ever since this interaction, these posts, I've been kind of wondering if Trump isn't considering possibly having General Flynn replace Chris Wray as FBI director. I know it sounds improbable, but I think that is a direction that Q is going in. I think that's the hint that we're being given. It would be very interesting if it turns out that is what happens. This is from the board. General Flynn. Somebody sent him, he's got a violin and it's signed by President Trump. And then we have this. My next piece is called Nothing Can Stop What Is Coming. They love to troll their enemies. All right. Ben Collins of NBC published an article noting how leaders in the Q movement have changed their tactics. So Anon posted this. And QAnon leaders look to rebrand after the tech crackdowns. The shift in tactics comes the same week as Twitter released new data stating that their ban on QAnon-related accounts was severely limiting the reach of the conspiracy theory. And here's a quote. This is from Q. Deploy camouflage, drop all references to Q, avoid bans and termination. So that's why a lot of us have been changing up. I'm not doing Twitter threads on right now on Q. I'm not posting on YouTube. And actually, Ben was nice enough to quote me. This is from the article that I wrote this week. And he didn't actually say it was from me. That this is from my article. I'm still active on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, but the information I provide there will change. It has to be camouflaged. Said one prominent Q influencer in a post to his followers, despite these changes, I want you to know my source has not changed. So, you know, Q has just told us, look, we need to change up the game. We need to change up our messaging. We need to camouflage things, and we need to be smart and avoid getting suspended. And that's what I'm trying to do. The reason I'm doing my Q videos on CloudHub is CloudHub isn't going to take down my videos. I'm not going to get suspended. They're not going to be censored. And that's why I'm doing them here. I mean, that's part of the reason why I'm doing them here. I think CloudHub is a really good replacement for YouTube and Facebook, actually, because you can have groups on CloudHub. It's a good platform. All right, so Q responded to the Anon in this article. There's this picture with a little tiny boat, Watergate, and a massive ocean liner, Obamagate. And Q said, over the target. Well, we are over the target. We went over the target for a long time. Next, Q wanted to troll Nancy Pelosi a little bit. This is the last post of the day. Never bring an arrow and a quiver to an LOSBR missile fight. LOSBR. What is an LOSBR? Line of sight beam riding is the acronym there, or beam guidance. It's a technique of directing a missile to its target by means of radar or laser beam. The name refers to the way the missile flies down the guidance beam, which is aimed at the target. Q has posted those videos in the past where people on the ground are painting the target, and then you have ordnance dropped from the air. So that's an allusion to Nancy Pelosi saying that the House will use every arrow in its quiver to stop Trump's Supreme Court nominee. Well, that isn't going to happen. Democrats are absolutely powerless to stop Trump from nominating and getting his person confirmed. And that is going to be tomorrow. Tomorrow at 5 o'clock Eastern, the president will announce his nomination. I have no guess on who it's going to be. He said it's going to be a woman. There's a list, I think three or four women that are at the top. And we'll find out. In other news, this is from Josh Kaplan. It sounds like Oman and Sudan could announce normalization agreements with Israel as soon as next week. So more news on the peace talks in the Middle East and you know, the end of the hostilities between the nations there, which I think is great. It's wonderful. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has announced that he is going to lift coronavirus restrictions statewide on restaurants, bars, and other businesses. He said, we're not closing anything going forward, insisting that it's not worth it, that he needs to get the economy back. He also said he would stop cities and counties from imposing fines on anyone who refuses to wear a mask. So let's hope governors take a lead from DeSantis and keep opening up their states. Good news here. One of the Louisville officers who was shot in the line of duty in those riots the other night, he actually showed up for roll call 24 hours after he was shot. He was shot in the hip, and he is still recovering. He's not back on duty yet, but he did come in for roll call the next day. That's Aubrey Gregory. He's commander of the Louisville Special Operations Division. So keep him in our prayers. Speaking of prayers, Ron Paul was hospitalized this afternoon after he suffered what looked like a stroke or maybe a TIA while he was doing a live stream. But there's messages on Twitter now saying that he's doing okay, hanging in there. So keep him in your prayers. And this is our last bit of news for the day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average had a pretty good ending to the week, picking up 358 points. And that is all I have today on the news. Thank you for joining me. President Trump will be live. I'll post a live stream out there on Twitter this afternoon. Enjoy your weekend. Please keep me and Denise in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the military and the Secret Service in prayer. And I will catch you Monday back here on Channel 115 on Cloud Hub. And you know what? If Q has a busy weekend, I'll probably do a live stream over the weekend to get people caught up on Q drops. I don't want to have Monday have a 2-hour long show to get caught up on Q. So there's a possibility that if Q starts dropping tomorrow, I might do a show tomorrow, get everybody caught up. All right, cool, groovy. All right, well, love you all. Take care. I'll catch you on the next broadcast, whenever that is.